escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Ali Mack, Squidbilly Bo Morgan, the morning shift live out here at Atlanta Falcons training camp. And pleased to welcome Braylon Trice, former Washington Husky. I want to talk to you about that in just a minute. But first of all, let's recap last year, obviously the injury. Let's start there. How do you feel 1 week, 2 weeks into training camp? How's the knee holding up? And how do you feel like your body's kind of reacted to all the rehab process?
I feel great, man. I mean, obviously it's been a lot of work and a lot of rehab, but you know, at the time that I'm at right now in my process, I feel like I'm a lot further than where people expected me to be. And that's all I was hoping for. And right now I'm just trusting the process and keep on grinding and doing everything they're telling me to do so I can get back right.
Obviously a different defensive coordinator than at this point last year, and you probably are being asked to do some different things, some different people being around you. What do you think one of the biggest changes has been since last year at this point?
A lot of changes, actually. I just think there's a lot of energy going on the defense, and you can see it out on the field. You can feel it in the room every single day. Not anything on our pass defense, you know, but we're doing a great job in the room and on the field, and, you know, I think it's going to show on game day.
Since we are a couple weeks into camp now, how do you feel everything is shaping up for the first preseason game this Friday?
Great. You know, everybody's ready to roll. Everybody's super excited to get back out on the field. I know I am. It's been a long time for me. Yeah, all excited to get out there.
Joined by Braylon Trice here on the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live at Falcons training camp. All right, speaking of that, the room, you've talked about the room a couple of times. Got Leonard Floyd in here. I know you didn't probably be around Judon a lot last year, but Leonard Floyd, have you been able to lean on him and use some of his veteran knowledge of the edge rush?
Yeah, he's just a dude that has, like, so much knowledge, man. I mean, with the experience he has, you know, whether it's, you know, in the run game, in the pass game, you know, just watching him and taking notes while he's out on the field and, you know, asking questions in the room. Just even on the sideline, when something comes up in my head and I'm like, dang, I see the way he does this, you know, maybe I could emulate that or add it to my game. I just go over there, ask him, you know, take notes and do my thing.
I know that today y'all did some like a scrimmage-like practice. You got some reps against McGarry, Jake Matthews, those guys. But also you've been working against Parker and Nelson, some of those guys. What's it like, though, going against McGarry and Matthews in particular and kind of seeing what you can learn from going against guys like that?
I love the competition, man. I mean, I've always said since I started playing outside linebacker, you know, I want to go against the best guy out there. Especially in pass rush, you know, you can't get better unless you're getting stonewalled a few times, you know what I'm saying? Then you can learn from that and get experience from it. But, you know, it's always awesome going against those dudes, especially when they have so much knowledge out there on the edge. They got all these different sets and everything, so it's fun.
Now, you mentioned the fact that you're sweaty. I'm not going to call you out on air, but you are sweating pretty good right now. I always think one of my favorite topics to talk to a guy like yourself who comes from the Pacific Northwest, the West Coast, Washington, how are you adapting to the heat? Because, you know, and Chris Lindstrom's a Boston guy. We've talked to, obviously, guys like Caleb McGarry, who, you know, from up, you know, Pacific Northwest. you'll lose 10 pounds, 11 pounds sometimes. Guys like that go get an IV. How much do you lose on a given day, and how are you adjusting to the weather here down south?
I lose a lot. I mean, even since I was young, I've naturally just sweat a lot. Coming from that side of the coast, you know, I'm this is what I look forward to on a practice day. You know, everybody's out here like, it's cloudy, it's rainy. I'm like, all right, this is where I get my energy. But yeah, the IVs saved my life. Those Pedialytes, the water, I need all that.
I'm a Bama guy. I graduated from Bama, so I do want to ask you real quick about Kalen DeBoer and him being down there. I know that you know, Michael Penix spent some time with him this offseason. I don't know how often you do talk to him, but the relationship, what that was like playing for Kalen DeBoer up at Washington.
That was one of my best experiences ever, man. I always look back on it. I'm just so grateful that I got to have him as a coach and play alongside all those guys. That was, you know, a highlight of my career. You know, I still got a long future ahead of me in my career, but that was awesome. And, you know, they still reach out. They still give me pointers, you know, try to keep me up, especially when I was going through my injury and stuff. But, yeah, I love those guys, all of them.
We are joined by Braylon Trice, live from Flowery Branch for Falcons training camp on the morning shift. Since we're at training camp, who are you rooming with?
Right now, BD, Rook, and Sim.
And who's kind of controlling? We've been asking everyone, who's controlling the aux? Who brought the console? What's the vibe in there?
I mean, lately, the dudes are tired. We get back, and I'm hitting the bed. You know, I like to get my sleep, get in there early, lights out, eyes closed, 9 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, we actually talked to Rook yesterday, and he's like, yeah, it's pretty quiet in our room. So, all right, I know just like you go prepared to the field each week, I did a little investigative reporting on Braylon Trice, found out you and your girl, you got a baby, you're on the way, a baby boy. I'm a new dad, I got a 4-month-old little girl. So how excited are for you to have a little one?
So excited, man. I mean, we were trying since we got married, you know, and I'm just so blessed and grateful, you know, children are God's gift to us, and I've never been happier and in a better space than I am right now, knowing that I've got that outside of football. You know, it makes me feel, you know, how do I say it? I'm more than just a football player, and now I got to be a father. I got to raise somebody, and it just, I wake up every single day, and that's what I'm thinking about.
Absolute blessings, man. Congratulations on that as well. That's fulfilling, I think, was the word that when you were like, what word am I looking for? I'm like, I think it's fulfilling, because that's awesome stuff. I've got a 5-year-old and 3-year-old myself, man. There's nothing better than that. All right, before we let you go, I want to get a look into the rehab process just a little bit. Obviously, we talk about the physical, how you're feeling. You're 100%. You said you're feeling great. Talk to me about how mentally tough it was. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of people that are going to ask you questions that have been through it. I've been through that, man. It's extremely tough to have those injuries where you're out for the entire season. All of a sudden, you go from competing at a high level to you're around guys like Danny Long in the training room every single day. So talk to me about the mental aspect of that, how tough it was, and how far you think you've come since that time.
Yeah, I won't sugarcoat it. The mental part of it is super tough, I think. It's a bigger aspect than the physical. Being able to trying to get through that and learn how to not isolate yourself at the same time is tough. And I just think the most important thing for me was getting back around it. You know what I'm saying? Being back around the guys, being out here on the field, getting reps and stuff like that is what really helps fix my mental in terms of the game, in terms of my injury. And that's where I'm at right now. So I'm feeling great being able to just be out here, right, and be able to move around rather than just standing there and watching.
Well, look, man, congratulations on the upcoming fatherhood. Good luck Friday night. Stay healthy. We'll all be rooting for you, man. That's Braylon Trice here on the Morning Show.
Yes, that is Braylon Trice. Kind enough to stop by, chat with us after that scrimmage yesterday at Falcons training camp. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So you two are dads. Did Braylon's words right there, his new purpose, kind of resonate with you? Like, is that going to make him a little bit more dangerous on the field?
I'll let Bo go first on this one because it's unique. I never found myself in his situation, so I'll let Bo knock this one out of the park because he's a little bit newer to the game.
I did not have that mentality, this different purpose kind of thought process beforehand. I'm kind of like, let things hit me in the face and then I realize what they are. I was really blown away with his answer. Like, I thought I was impressed, let's put it that way, and felt like I was like, man, like, I feel like I know you better after that answer.
Yes.
And I love the answer. I do think that it could really help him if he gets locked in a camp battle for position. I tend to think he's going to make this roster because I am extremely excited about Braylon Trice. I'm not coming off of my excitement because I was excited about him last year.
Yeah.
And I think it might even be easier now for him to have an impact based on what they how much they've gained at the edge spot with Pierce Walker, Leonard Floyd. Ebukadie, I think, is better than he's ever been. And then Braylon can just kind of roll in there and have hit some moments. But I was extremely impressed with his outlook on becoming a father and how much it means to him already. And they just kind of know what it's going to be right now, which is going to be a little boy. I was not that ready for it, I guess, as he is, and he's much younger than me when I did it.
Yeah, and I think the word that I came away with is he sounds like he's at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned, you know, you heard me mention it to him, having a preseason injury, and one of the toughest things is you're no longer around your friends. You know, you go through surgery, and then you rest up, and then you start your rehab process, and a lot of times the people that you've been hanging out with, even though he's very new to the city of Atlanta last year at this point, the small circle you do have around you, all of a sudden you're separated from them, and it becomes you and your wife, right, and your very, very small family, and for them to be able to welcome in a baby, and you heard him mention they've been trying since they got married. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really cool. I can't even imagine. My playing days were long gone by the time pregnant and honestly by the time I got married. So it's just a really, really cool thing to be able to see him react in that way. And I'm with Bo. I mean, Bo, one of the first things I said to you when we walked in this morning and kind of looking over the Falcons depth chart is the fact that they put out a depth chart that was in nickel, in a nickel base. Two defensive linemen in the depth chart, which you don't ever see, and two edges on the depth chart with two inside linebackers. And so I think that start looking at it going, okay, they really have six edge players that I would almost expect to make that roster. That's not even D'Angelo Malone on the depth chart is listed as an inside linebacker. So when I did look at it from that perspective, I'm like, okay, this is you only have two defensive line spots on this depth chart, which means you're clearing another spot. And obviously the nickel will be in there, but you're not going to go four deep at a nickel spot the way you would a defensive tackle. And so I think that there was a lot of clarity for me that came with the release of the quote-unquote depth chart over the last couple of days.
So how many people do you think they keep that are on the line on every down? Like, I'm saying, six edge players, we think, right?
Yeah, I think it's six edge players, and I think they're very, very clearly marked. I think you got the two rookies, you got the two, you know, long term veterans, and then you got Braylon and Arnold Ebukadie, who kind of fit in the same mold to me. Draft picks, and Arnold Ebukadie obviously is somebody we expect a lot from, but never really popped. And then Braylon Trice, we have questions about. So I don't know, man. It's a good question. How many players do you expect them to keep at the defensive line spots? And I think it's all about, you know, how many guys can play different roles. Or how many specialists do you need in those given spots? We've talked a ton this offseason about Eddie Goldman and Grady Jarrett. Eddie Goldman was a specialist defensive line player. Can you get TQ Graham to play like that? Can you get Lakeil London to play like that? Can you get Kentavious Street to play like that?
Well, I think Kentavious Street's a guy because you've pointed out multiple times how much – and Arch talked to us as well about you, me, and Arch, and Allie were sitting there talking – a couple of days ago, I can't remember what day, don't ask me, about the size of Kentavious Street. He's like 320 pounds.
He looks huge.
He's listed at 315.
I think it's a good weight. I think. But he looks gigantic compared to what he looked like last year at this time.
And you have Rook, Fox, Kentavious, David Onyemata, Brandon Dorlus, Zach Harrison. I mean, they could keep 12 guys. I don't see any of those guys not being on the roster I just named.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, hey, if you missed any of Braylon's interview with us or any of the Falcons we've been talking to, find that on the Odyssey app. There is a tab specifically for Falcons audio. And coming up, a coach jumped in a scrum and ended up with a bloody cheek. We're going to talk about that when we go in the huddle. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Sport.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's Radio 92.9, The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and Dylan behind the glass. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment. We've got a coach that ended up with a bloody cheek that we got to talk about.
Yeah, as if we get close to our first preseason game, it means we're another day closer to cutdown day for the NFL teams. And we're doing it a little bit different this year on Sports Radio 929 The Game, because we're going to give you a chance to cut down your yard in style. On August 27th at 4 p.m. when the pro football cut deadline hits, we'll be giving you, well, you as in one lucky listener, a Rolex Real More. It's a chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter, visit 929thegame.com. I wonder if I'm eligible, because I've always wanted to grab myself a Real More for my yard, because I got a small yard.
Yeah.
And I mean, I really want to get it. I want to get it really grown in, cut down really low, and then put a golf course style. Make it a putting green.
Golf course style.
And just get out there and drink beer and just putt.
It's such a cool prize. You're not eligible. So,
okay, well,
it is such a cool prize.
I'll have to talk to Andy and see if his people at Rolex can hook me up.
Yeah, aren't you always talking about how your management? Maybe we are, because we're the low on the totem pole.
We're the lemmings.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm jealous.
The base level.
I'm jealous of Andy for getting this, because these people probably taking care of him. I want one too.
Oh man. Speaking of growing grass, I do need to shout out my buddy Brett over at Level Lawns real quick, too, because I talked to him a little bit yesterday. I'm gearing up for the fescue to come back in the fall. It's a big season for those people over at Level Lawns, man. So if you got fescue grass, it's almost time for the overseeding.
I'm going to have to talk to someone about landscaping, because we keep getting these HOA letters. And I had to write this, super positive, really nice message the other day.
I've got a guy.
We want our yards to look great.
Yeah. I've got a guy. His name is Brett, and he works for Level Lawns. He is an absolute turf management genius.
I've done so much. I had my yard sprayed for fungicide. I had it aerated, and I'm still trying to get this patch, this bare patch. It's just came out of nowhere to grow in. It's rough. It's not easy out here in the streets trying to get a nice lawn.
It's not. I got to send these letters to the HOA with a smiley face in them. It's so unprofessional. All right, so Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel got into it this week. He jumped into a practice scrum between the Patriots Commanders, popped out with a bloody cheek. Here is some of the players talking about it.
Yeah, I said, Coach, what's wrong with you, man? He said, hey, you should see the other guy. So, you know, I laughed at that for sure. Man, that shows a lot, man, about our coach, man. He'll do anything for us, and that's love right there.
Yeah, I mean, he's right there with us, man. I think that player comes out in him a little bit too. But you got to love a coach that loves to compete, has those competitive juices just like us.
Yeah.
What's that say about him?
No, I think, like I said, that's what we're trying to build, I think. And it starts with the coach, starts with the head coach, the intensity, bringing it every day, taking no crap, we're out there on the field. But also it comes at a time where with our guys offensively and getting over there and getting some tussles and kind of having some penalties and extra after the whistle can get us in trouble. But for mentality, I like it. I think that's what you want. I mean, I almost got in there, but I think maybe another day, maybe. So we'll see.
Was that one of those had to have been Will Campbell? I was trying to identify some of the voices in there. One of those had to have been Will Campbell, maybe Ramondre Stevenson. I don't know. I don't know exactly who some of those voices were, but they're all like spot on. he's getting in the middle. That's crazy.
I have to assume that would hype up your team, like to the nth degree.
For Mike Vrabel, yes.
Yeah.
I think, if you're Brian Schottenheimer, it's probably like, come on, man. But yeah, for Mike Vrabel to hop in there, absolutely. He's in the Patriots Ring of Honor. Yeah, you're like, all right, cool.
Well, I mean, that's it for me. If there's anybody that I'm okay with being in a scrum like that at practice, it's Vrabel, because I think he can handle his own. There's not a Dan Campbell.
Well, I was going to say, we've talked about quarterbacks you'd want to be in a bar fight with. I can't think of anybody better than Mike Vrabel.
Dan Campbell.
NFL head coaches.
Dan Campbell's the only one I would take first. Because not only would Dan Campbell.
That would be a good match, man.
Not only would he fight like a boss, but he would motivate you for it, too. Like
he'd bite kneecaps.
He would make you.
Bite kneecaps.
Dude, he would get you to feeling like you could go in there and fight Mike Tyson in his prime, right? And then probably wouldn't work out that way for you. But
crazy.
Yeah, I'm going with Dan Campbell.
Who would be at the low end of the totem pole? Maybe Liam Cohen.
Duval.
I'm not sure.
Like, nah, man. No, you good. Set this one out, big fella.
With all due respect, you know what? Hey, D'Amico Ryans is another one I might go to battle with.
That's a good point. Yeah, he can. Yep, you're spot on. And you know what? I bet Raheem could hold his own. He ain't out of shape. Tell you that.
Depends on if Drake London's lineup pops him.
That's true.
I will say this. I don't want to go to battle with Andy Reid. Or Mike McDaniels. I don't think Mike McDaniels is going to do. Mike McDaniels might create a way to shake someone.
What?
He's got to be scrappy.
Mike McDaniel?
I would not want to go to fight with him.
Why?
Have you seen him? He's like my size. I want a big dude to go fight with me.
Oh God! Oh yeah. Okay,
on his side.
All right, I see what you're saying.
I don't want to go.
I was like Mike McDaniel. He's farther down the list than most.
He could be sneaky scrappy.
He could be. He might know taekwondo or something.
I'm thinking of this like we're a tag team. I'm trying to go pick a tag team partner
fair.
Now. I'm not picking Mike McDaniels as my tag team partner. I think Pete Carroll would motivate you, but he's more of a manager. Like he's like the wrestling manager to come down and talk for you and maybe hit a guy with a chair when the ref's not looking. But
I can see Andy Reid with a little bit of that Toby Keith. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once.
I'm not sure if Andy Reid can make it through the fight.
Yeah. He might not, but he's gonna throw one haymaker. He'll throw the first one. Yeah, he'll throw the first one.
He'll throw one punch. Anybody got a cheeseburger?
Ever seen him in that punt pass and kick?
Yeah. Like he ate the other kids. I mean, that's mean, but he did. He's huge.
Oh,
he looked like Andy Reid on the sidelines.
Yeah, I know.
Moving on to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. So he told the media he's not confident that Micah Parsons will play in the season opener. And he said he kind of had a handshake deal.
I bought the Dallas Cowboys with a handshake. Took about 30 seconds and gave the number, shook hands. The details we worked out later. As a matter of fact, one of the details involved a lot of money, and we had to flip a coin over that. But the fundamental, I'm buying, and you're going to sell it to me for that range, that's done. And those are done with eye contact and handshake. There is no question that in the case of a player contract, you have to have it in writing. All parties do. We have a contract in writing, yet we're still talking about renegotiating it. So much for that.
So he was talking about how he and Micah kind of had a handshake deal, and that's kind of where they've drifted apart now.
I don't know. It goes back to the whole agent conversation. Like, I'm sure that Micah was like, sounds good. And the agent probably got on the phone with Micah and was like, did he tell you about this part of the contract?
Mm.
Did he tell you about that part of the contract? Did he tell you about this escalator? And it's like, it's just, yeah, okay, Jerry. Like, he, I don't know what year did he buy the Cowboys? Was it before or after free agency was established in the NFL? Because it was that long ago.
It was like 1988 or 89.
So it would have been right around the same time that you had, what was it, Reggie? Reggie White. Reggie White, the free agency.
Well, that
suit and
was
all that
after.
Kind of stuff.
That was, I think that happened after. No, it might. I think it happened after.
It was like right around. My point being is that, like, okay, Jerry, things have changed. You know what I mean? Things have changed in the last 40 years, Jerry. It's a little bit different the way we do business these days. I don't know if anybody's making a $10 billion deal with a handshake. So, yeah, we'll see.
So, moving on, we were talking about how ESPN acquired the NFL Network and Red Zone, and Roger Goodell talked about that move.
ESPN purchased the Red Zone name, and they will be able to utilize that for other sports, college football and other things, and I think that could be an exciting thing for our fans also to see a Red Zone maybe in college football or other sports. That's something that they now own and have the ability to do that. But as far as Red Zone, NFL Red Zone, there won't be any changes for our fans.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. I'm excited about that. I actually listened to Darren Revelle yesterday on the Steakhouse, and I thought he brought up a couple of really good points. And Darren Revelle spent, I don't know, 11, 12 years working for ESPN. He said in the time that he did that, he did about 50 uncomfortable stories, about ESPN or people directly affiliated. And he also said he did 10 very uncomfortable stories. And at no point did anybody at ESPN say, hey, don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he feels like it's probably different nowadays. And Drew Butler brought up a good point in that conversation as well, saying, you know, with all of this going on with the NFLPA and the underlying circumstances around the perceived weakness of the NFLPA and the upcoming possible 18-game schedule and international travel, it'll be very interesting to see the way ESPN handles all of these negotiations and how they report on these stories with the NFL and ESPN obviously being under a similar umbrella and being very close to one another nowadays. So it leaves a lot to be desired from my standpoint, but we'll see how it all turns out.
Are you a fan of ESPN having the rights to the Red Zone as far as not the NFL, but in his statement, he was like, yeah, they can do this for college football and, you know, any other sport that they have in their staple. And I'm not I don't know if I like this. Here's the deal. I've always watched ESPN. I don't want them touching stuff like Red Zone or the NFL Network. I don't want them putting their talent on that. I like the difference.
I agree with you on that. I hope that those two commodities stay separate. As far as the college football Red Zone, here's what I will say. 10 years ago, I would have hated the idea of college football Red Zone.
Mm-hmm.
But we've ripped the Band-Aid off, and we've opened up that can of worms, financials with NIL and everything else going on. And if it builds worth for college football now, I'm all about it. And I think that's exactly what it would do. It would build some worth for college football. And that, you know, obviously NFL Red Zone's become its own property. So yeah, 10 years ago, I'd have been like, hey, I don't like that. I don't need any more money filing into a sport that's supposed to be amateur athletes. Now, sure, go ahead, man. I'll probably watch it. I'm not going to lie to you. When the Bama game ends, I'd probably tune into a Red Zone for sure.
Yeah, I think until we see what the product looks like, everyone's going to be a little bit nervous.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
I agree.
Coming up, I want to get to some audio from Teddy Bridgewater. We're also going to rewind to yesterday, talk about that scrimmage at Falcons training camp, and we've got him mic'd up.
I started a new show yesterday with my wife, and it is not a new show. It is in season 21 of all things, and I'll be curious to get a handle on it if you guys have ever seen this show, but I'm glued. I'm glued so far.
All right, that is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan, this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. So Teddy Bridgewater, want to rewind to this story. He was suspended from his high school coaching position at Miami Northwestern for providing impermissible benefits to his players. We had questions about this because we didn't think the benefits he was providing were really that big of a deal. It was like rides. You know,
yeah.
Nothing crazy. But he's recently come forward and said he was just protecting his players.
I think everyone knows that I'm just a cheerful guy, a cheerful giver as well. And I'm a protector and I'm a father first before anything. And when I decided to coach, you know, those players became my sons. And I wanted to make sure that I just protect them in the best way that I can. And, you know, I think that's what came about. Miami Northwestern is in a tough neighborhood, and you know sometimes things can happen when kids are walking home and different things like that. So I just tried to protect them, you know, give them, you know, a ride home instead of them having to take those dangerous walks. But I just want people to continue to see me for the person that I've been, you know, from the time I arrived at NFL, from the time that I arrived at the University of Louisville, just a humble guy who has a big heart and a cheerful giver.
Yeah, it's just. The whole thing's unfortunate, and we touched on this a little bit when the story first came out, that I understand it from kind of both perspectives. I've been a high school coach, and when you're in a tough neighborhood like he's talking about, mm-hmm. Miami Northwestern, and you want to, you know, he, one of the parts of the speech that he was giving or put out on social media where he's like, man, I need boosters to pay for this and pay for that because I'm paying like $800 a week in Uber rides. Well, when you look at high school football and you look at how many people really challenge recruiting and especially down in Florida.
Yeah.
And I know they've tried to put an end to that here in Georgia here recently, but when people start to challenge those things and, kids start going out of district or they're not living or don't have residence or whatever, and you start talking about Uber rides here and there, there's a lot of gray area there. And so I think he kind of forced the hand for the Florida High School Athletic Association going, wasn't a problem until you blasted it all over Instagram. And now we kind of have to address this thing because it seems unfair that you are paying $800 a week or whatever it is for Uber rides for your kids. And so, I don't know, unfortunate, but I can definitely see where he's coming from and see his perspective on things where he's like, look, I'm just trying to protect guys and do the best for I can because a lot of times these guys that he is coaching are, you know, up against it in terms of their home life.
Yeah, I like you hit me with something, made me think when you said Florida and down there, and the rules are different in different states. And yep. We have to remember that when we overreact to things, we have to say, well, wait a second, what are their rules down there? I will tell you this, it's hard for me to imagine, though, that they don't do some of the similar things that happens in this state where you've got guys, you know, basically a dad and a son or a mom and a son moving away out of the home that they live in with the rest of their family and into an apartment in that district just to play, right? Just so they can, and that happens here. I'm sure it happens there. You know, and who pays for that apartment? Because I can tell you that it's not always paid for by that family.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous that we, and I'm not, I don't know how it works in Florida.
I was going to say, it's different in a lot of different places. There are, and I think Georgia to an extent does this, there are like open transfers and kind of open enrollment but you have to be able to get there. Right, there's not bus service to some of these places.
Yes.
Like, you can go across the county in Fulton and go to any school you want to, but you have to be able to get there. And
right.
I think that's where all this kind of comes into play. And I think that there are Florida laws like that as well.
Yeah, and I think who's paying for that? Because I'm sure there are instances where the means are not available for the family to drive all the way to a different district. Blah blah blah. You know, that's just reality of life in this world. And it's all under the table and it happens, but he's doing it. And it's a problem. And that's why there's outrage. Also, probably something that Teddy should understand that you just can't blast out there and let everyone know about, because that's how it works. The whole thing's ridiculous.
It stinks. It is ridiculous and it stinks, because you can tell in his voice that he cares deeply about those players. And you almost have to be a head coach in high school football. You can't, you know what I mean? Can't be one of those people that doesn't like teenagers, because right. That's what you're dealing with on a daily basis.
Right. It just seems like a common sense issue. We're going to get to Mike'd Up in a moment. I'm afraid Mike is about to sign me up for a show that has 20 seasons. It's a lot of commitment there, but we'll see what he is hooked on in a moment. But we are gearing up for tomorrow night's first preseason game. And yesterday, after Falcons training camp, that practice, Billy Bowman was talking about tomorrow as well, and he's saying he's actually a little bit anxious.
No, not really jitters. I would say just anxiousness, you know, wanting to go out there, get that first one under your belt, you know. If you've dreamed about it your whole life, and, you know, it's like you just keep checking off goals off your list. So no jitters, no nervousness, but just, you know, ready to see what it's like.
Man, I almost did this for Mike'd Up today, where – a lot of these guys are about to walk into that locker room and see that Falcon jersey with their name on the back of it, and it's a surreal moment. And no matter whether they play one preseason game or they're a 10-year vet in the NFL, it's going to be a surreal moment when they walk in and see that. You can hear that in his voice.
That's why I hate when people diminish the – I know I do it too sometimes with the preseason. But it's like, man, that you don't know what it like, – we can't take away these. For one, we need them to figure out what you have, but two – if you want to do two, that's fine. But that is a dream come true for a lot of those guys. They get to put on, and you can bet your ass if I was one of those players, after every preseason game, I would try to steal my gear. Like, I would just, I would try to walk out. They're big
there ain't no
bags,
stealing.
Allie.
There ain't no stealing. It'll be on your check. It'll be a deduction right there at the end of the week, boss.
Well, it's hard when you don't get
about,
one in
I think
the preseason.
It's about $250. When it was $250 when I played.
What,
so.
The jersey or the helmet?
Jersey.
I'm going to take both.
Helmet was $500.
Okay, I'll take both.
Yeah. They keep track.
I'll pay it back. Pay my credit card.
Don't worry about that, big dog. Hey, you want that? Hey, where'd that helmet go? Hey, mark him down. You know what I mean? You better
put them on the list.
You better have a good reason for where it's at, man.
Mike, the night before your first game, were you able to sleep? Were you up? Did you have to take melatonin?
Yeah,
like, what?
No, I remember sleeping hard, actually, because I was so exhausted. And we heard from Braylon Trice yesterday talking about that. He's like, man, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And thank goodness he doesn't already have the child at home, because it would be just
a little
worse.
Different story.
A little bit different, worse. You know, a little bit different story. Yeah, it'd be a lot worse, you know, coming from that angle. But it's awesome, man. And, you know, this is one of the reasons, and to bring you guys kind of back in on this, not to go Bo, and I'm not going to. I'm going to talk about specific people here, but there are a set of podcasters or beat writers or something that are not out there every day. And they hey, this guy's going to be selling insurance in 2 weeks. And you guys, along with a lot of us here at 92.9, we get to stick around and we get to see these players after practice for 30 minutes, hit sleds, catch jugs machines, run the hill. Like, I mean, and you see how much this game means to them. And so it irritates me to no end when you see a beat writer or somebody use them as a throwaway and say, this guy will be in wealth management in 2 weeks. You know, I don't know why I'm wasting my time talking about him. It means everything to that person putting on the jersey.
And that's why I'm kind of like I am, because imagine – being just a podcaster or a blogger in your basement or maybe your parents' basement taking shots at guys that are living their dream. It's kind of frustrating to think about. That's why I try to stay away from these things. But there you go. You brought me back in.
I mean, it's just one of those things to me where it just – and we've talked about it before. You know, while we're sitting there waiting to interview a Braylon Trice, a Ruka Rororo, an A.J. Terrell, like – you get to see parts of their personalities that not everybody gets to see. We get to see A.J. Terrell walk his baby and his wife over and make sure that they're safe after practice and get to spend 5 minutes with them. We get to see Rook with the smile on his face and the reaction to the questions we're asking, how giddy he gets about what the Falcons can be and how excited he is to be an Atlanta Falcon or Braylon coming off the injury. It's just this is that time of year where these guys deserve to be celebrated, in my opinion. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm excited for Bo and I to get on pregame tomorrow and talk about it and Grant on the postgame, because we'll get to actually celebrate these players. And the guys that are the superstars get to take a little bit of a back seat, and you'll see how excited they are on the sideline anytime one of those young guys makes a play.
There's always a hero in the preseason or two, and then you fall in love with the player, and you just hope they make the cut, and then you're disappointed sometimes, and you're super excited sometimes. So, yeah, we're here, man. It's preseason game time.
I got to thinking about this show yesterday. I got a chance to – and I will tell you what it is in a minute. But you guys remember a couple weeks ago when Aaron Rodgers was doing an interview, and they're like, hey, how does it feel that you've been playing football, you know, just as long as, like, Grey's Anatomy has been on television? He's like, is that show still on? They're like, yeah. And he's like, wow, good for them.
It is? It's still on?
I don't know. That was one part of the line of questioning.
New season, I actually think, just came out or is about to come out.
Is the same girl still in it?
She left a couple years ago.
I mean,
Listen, it's a legacy at this point. Okay?
Yeah, I was gonna say. Like, don't ask questions. What's the daytime soap?
General
Hospital.
Days
of Our Lives.
Oh, there's a bunch. Like Young and the Restless.
General Hospital's a good one too.
As
the World Turns.
Which hospital?
General Hospital.
Yeah, General Hospital.
Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah. Anyways. How do we all know these? How do you know them, Dylan?
Because we have grandmas.
Right? I'll say this.
Dead on.
There have been times where I have been home alone during summer break, and I got desperate.
Dude, you know what's funny? Wow,
I was
really?
Going to answer that question by saying we all know these because we get off at 9 a.m. for the most part. So,
I'm just kidding. I would just flip through, and I would just see them. So I would see the names of them. I never watched it.
You know what's funny is I had one grandmother that was religious with them and another that was like, I will never watch that trash.
No, you got to watch your stories. Got to watch your stories.
Well, let me deliver the actual show, and you know, without further ado, I started watching Deadliest Catch yesterday, and Instagram got me. There was a trailer on Instagram, and they're talking about an ammonia leak on board and how they had to abandon ship in episode number one of season 21. I'm watching this, and I'm watching it on Instagram, watching a 30-second trailer on Instagram, sweating. I was like, oh, my God. They're, like, putting on their wet gear, and they're hopping overboard out in the middle of the Bering Sea. And I was like, oh, God, are they okay? You know, I gotta tune in. So my wife and I finally watched an episode of Deadliest Catch. I'd probably caught one or two episodes of it, I don't know, 20 years ago maybe. But it is still on in season 21, and I watched the episode, and I was so mad because I'm so used to binge-watching shows. I immediately text my buddy Doug, who watches every single episode, and I was like, when the heck does a new episode come out? Oh my, when is the second episode coming out? And he's like, I think it's on Friday. So yeah, Friday episode 2 will come out of Deadliest Catch. Either of y'all ever watched an episode of Deadliest Catch?
I watched like the first 3 or 4 seasons. Religiously is it to an extent, but yeah, I loved it. I thought it was
great.
They're
on like second and third generations in these boats at this point.
I'm wondering if the captains that I remember are even alive anymore.
Sig is there. Yeah, there's like three of them that you would remember. Sig and the other guy with the long goatee beard.
Yeah.
I too am a Deadliest Catch fan. I was like, Bo, I didn't watch it religiously, but I watched it enough to know about the storylines, but I haven't watched it in a good
minute. But I don't know if I missed the good ones or the bad ones, but this one right now, I cannot wait on Saturday to catch up.
It's still Alaskan crab, right?
It seems to me like it's the same it's always been.
Yeah. It's very dramatic at times because there is some rough seas that they're in. I mean, I don't know. Like,
I would say it's realistic more than dramatic because I think over the course of that show, they've had like 4 or 5 men that they've lost.
Oh, gosh.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's called Deadliest Catch for a reason. It's tough, man.
Yeah, you make some bang. A lot of them just work.
We looked it up.
They work just during like Alaskan crab season.
Captains, I think, were making $60,000 for the 3 months.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're making good money.
They're making good money.
Yeah, but still, it's terrifying.
Well, let's talk about this in a way in the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. This is your chance to jump on the show with us. First, what are you excited to see in the preseason game? But also, what shows are you shocked are still on air? Simpsons, Grey's Anatomy.
Wow, that's a good pool.
You know, Ghost Hunters, that's still on.
Golly, is it really?
Yeah, it still is. It still is. All right, so 404-726-0929. Or what show did you catch on to late? Mike is clearly pretty late, too.
I'm in.
Deadliest
I'm in. I'm locked in.
Tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. Call us now, 404-726-0929. And this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The Wake Up Call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.